Small, colorful, and bumpy, with large black beaded eyes. I am a laboratory study animal with a gentle disposition, and I come from the deserts of India and Pakistan. What am I?
You may not have guessed it, but that is a leopard gecko. Contrary to popular belief, rats and mice are not the only animals that are used for testing in a lab. In fact, UBC researcher Teresa Grieco has been working with these intriguing reptiles in a study about teeth and how teeth were replaced. This cycle of tooth loss and replacement is a naturally occurring process in geckos. According to Dr. Grieco, these were the perfect study animals.
Mainly for the size and how fast they replace their teeth.
And just how small are they exactly?
So a leopard gecko is only about 6 inches long.
Which means we can hold them in our hand. But doesn't their small size make them hard to keep track of?
We can take advantage of their lack of coordination. If they wiggle away from us, we are going to be faster at catching them than they are at getting away.
So what was it like to work with them?
They're really kind of charismatic reptiles. They're easy to work with. They're kind of curious. They'll just kind of come up to you and just kind of hang out in your hand.
So why specifically did you use leopard geckos for a tooth replacement study?
There are plenty of other reptiles that replace their teeth all the time.
Like what?
So there's a lab down in California that's working on alligators, but I don't really want to stick my hands near an alligator's mouth because I like having all my fingers. The other advantage to leopard geckos is that they're available in the pet trade.
You said reptiles replace their teeth all the time. How often is that exactly?
So in geckos, it's like once a month.
But their mouths are so small, so they must not have that many teeth, right?
They have more than 100 teeth in their mouths. You've got 4 jaw quadrants, and each one has about 42 teeth.
Wow, that's a lot of teeth. How exactly were you able to collect this data?
Well, so the babies, actually, their natural reflex when they get angry is to open their mouths and hiss at you. And so then it's pretty easy.
What about the adults?
The adults have a few more defense mechanisms in place, and so they don't do that as readily. But if you tickle their jaw, they'll kind of open their mouth.
Did you learn anything interesting about geckos?
What their natural habitat is, what their preferences are. They're actually kind of nocturnal, so we don't actually see a lot of the behavior that they do because we're not there in the middle of the night.
Thanks to Dr. Grieco for giving us information on such an interesting study animal, the leopard gecko.
It's one of those things where if you stay within what's conventional, you're not gonna learn as much.
As if you think outside the box a little bit.
Special thanks to Dr. Teresa Grieco for the interview and Dr. Andrew Trites for overseeing this project. Produced by Faraz Kazi, Aaron Reese, Wesley Louie, and Alexis Llewellyn.